Tyrion looked around. The enemy were all vanquished or vanished. Somehow, the fighting had ended when he wasn't looking. Dying horses and wounded men lay all around, screaming or moaning. To his vast astonishment, he was not one of them. He opened his fingers and let the axe thunk to the ground. His hand was sticky with blood. He could have sworn they had been fighting for half a day, but the sun seemed scarcely to have moved at all.
"Your first battle?"
Bronn asked later, as he bent over Jick's body, pulling off his boots. They were good boots, as befit one of Lord Tywin's men. Heavy leather, oiled and supple, much finer than what Bronn was wearing. Tyrion nodded. "My father would be so proud," he said. His legs were cramping so badly he could scarcely stand. Odd he had never once noticed the pain during the battle.
"You need a woman now," Bronn said, with a glint in his black eyes.
He shoved the boots into his saddlebag.
"Nothing like a woman, after a man's been blooded. Take my word."
Chigan stopped looting the corpses of the brigands long enough to snort and lick his lips. Tyrion glanced over to where Lady Stark was dressing Sir Roderick's wounds. "I'm willing, if she is," he said. The free riders broke into laughter, and Tyrion grinned and thought, "There's a start." Afterwards he knelt by the stream and washed the blood off his face in water cold as ice.